10th Shir Pesachim.
Mat om lema, fal ik wan ema am i roi lo chosei, bel roi lo chochomi, bichol gul. So why does the Torah have to mention it again? Bishin ema am i roi lo chosei, shol choy atare, avo atare ya shol achiri bishol gobereya. So Rashi says, now it was mentioned already, that there seems to be a machlekes rishaini, in other words, all the rishaini, except Rashi, and the Birakor, he agrees with Rashi, he's the Birakor. So all the rishaini seem to say that the pshat in the drosha, what reish or achirim, achirim doesn't mean dafke goyim. Achirim means not your own. It can be a goyim or it can be of Israel achirim. So in words, you're not even, and Teisa Shita is also like that. Teisa Shita is like that. I mean, in the Ramban Shita is like that. Because Teisa said that the people is mitam hefker. So the male is mafia, so it's not his. If it's not his, so it's shal achirim. So if the pshat of Teisa had been achirim shal goyim now, so it would have no application to hefker. So we see that the pshat in Teisa is achirim means others. So in other words, if it's not yours, so you're not thinking about your oil. So maybe when it's hefker, you're not thinking about your oil either. You're not thinking about your oil either. But Rashi says, avat reye bigvulin shel achir, ki gei nochri, lifi shenema, vali konema li roi lechosir bechol gulcho, haribotim dimashma. So why does the Torah have to mention again, elah bibotechana, lifi shenema li roi lecho, So, midichsi locho mashma minei shalcho yatorei, aber atorei bikvun shal achir, gei nochi vishal goveya, im hegde, im ikdisham lebedek abayis. So, we see two things. First of all, that Rashi Shita is unique, that we are only mimayit, chometz of a goy, but chometz of a Yisroel, that is my physical issues, I may wear. If it is my physical shoes, of course, it doesn't mean that according to Rashi. So if there is a Jew in Chicago who has chometz on Pesach in his house, so I may be. So it means if a chometz of another Israel that is my physical issues, in my own, even though I wasn't become Lachai, he just left it in my house. So I may be. But we are only in my chometz of a God. That's the only thing. And then Shogoveya, so Rashi says, Imikdishom Libedek Abay. So again, there is a deal. Why does Rashi say, Imikdishom Libedek Abay, there is Chometz Kochim Zmeyach also? Toyo Achmeteyo. So there is Chometz. So why does Rashi emphasize that? So it's mashma from this Rashi that we are only mimayit chometz that is berek habayis, that belongs to berek habayis. But chometz of kochim is beyach, if it is my reshus, so I am it. Why? Because there is a fundamental distinction between chometz berek habayis, I mean between berek habayis and kochim is beyach. Now let's say, if it is a kochim kalim, so then the contrary is agrili, so then ishale, so of course he is able. But Rashi does not mean dafke kochim kalim, he says that only berek habayis is nismai, the implication being that not berek habayis, kochim is beyach, even if it's not kochim kalim. And even the Rabbonim of Rabbi Yisrael, after all, there is a machlekes between a machlekes tanoim between Rabbi Yisrael and the Rabbonim as to whether kochim kalim is more than or not. So Rashi implies that only berek habayis is nismayim from al yoy, but not kochim mizbeach, not kochim mizbeach. So why now the Raivel. And Teisa, so they make a distinction, and it's Bucha from the Gemara. They make a distinction between
between Berek HaBayis and Kotzer Mizbeach, Ligabi Dalev Hei Badan. Now, if he got it, so if he steals a share with him, and it's Vochei on the Chokei, so then he's Chayim Dalev Hei. He's Chayim Dalev Hei. If it's either Vochei or Mechokei. Now, so the Raivet and Thesis, they both say that there is a distinction between Gonav Vehigdish Lebedek HaBayis or Gonav Vehigdish Lemizbeach. If it is Gonav Vehigdish Lebedek HaBayis, so Mali Mochel LeShamayim, Mali Mochel LeHedyet, Mali Mochel LeShamayim. So just as in the case of a Ganet who steals a share of a set and then he sells it to a Hedyet. Or it doesn't mean Dafki if he sells it to a Hedyet. Suppose he gives it away with Matone to a Hedyet, it's the same thing. Mechira doesn't mean Dafki Mechira for money. I mean, he gives it away with Matone, so he's also Chayim Dalet Vehe. So in the same way, he takes us in the Raivet say, if he's giving a share of a set and then he's Magdish et Perek HaBayis. Is Magnishet of the Rikapai, so he's also Chayim Dalevei. Why? Because Mali Moche Lehetiet, Mali Moche Ligoveya. So when he's Magnishet, so in effect he gives it away to Hekdesh. So Mali is Chayim Dalevei. He's Chayim Dalevei. Now, if he stole something belongs to Hekdesh, so then it's in spite of Gabriel and Dalevei. But if he stole Hetiet, and then the Ganef himself was Magnishet, so then it's not Ismail. So there is him Chayim Dalevei, because Mali Mochel Lehedyet, Mali Mochel Ligoveya. However, if the Ganev steals a share of a set, and then he's Magnishet on his Beyach, so then he is not Chayim Dalevei. Why? Because the Gemara says, Mikore Torah Derubim, Vahashle Torah Derubim. This din is mucha from the Gemara, but the Raivet and Teisves, they spell it out the difference, but it's mucha from the Gemara, that there is a distinction between Higdishel Berek HaBayis and Higdishel Mizbeach. Higdishel Mizbeach. Why? Because Mikore Torah Derubim, Vahashle Torah Derubim. So what's the pshat? Mikore Torah Derubim, Vahashle Torah Derubim. The Gemara says Mikore Torah Derubim, Vahashle Torah Derubim. The answer is, just as a kochim isbeach, the heap of kochim isbeach. So it has a bayin. Even kochim has a bayin. After all, there is such a thing as shinu bayin. So in other words, if someone will be makri the chatos of Ruvei l'shem shinei, so the chatos is possible. Why? Because there was a machshava peisles shinu bayin. But the question is, in what way is it? The chatos of Ruvei. After all, it's kochi kochi. So he's not mumbailim. Rabbi Yitzchak really. So he only says kochim kalim is mumbailim. But kochi kochi is not mumbailim. So how can we even conceive of this concept of shinu bailim, which means, let's say, if someone will be makrim the chatos of Ruvei, the chatos that Ruvei offered. So it will be Makrivet L'Shem Shimon. So it's possible. Why is it possible? But he's not a Bailim. So the answer is, he is a Bailim. So we could say, he's only a Bailim in Kapore. But in the Nemomenes, he's not considered a Bailim. So the Dame, so there is a Bailim. But we see from the Gemara, Mekore Torah, Bahashe Torah, that it's not only that he is a Bailim in Kapore. He is a Bailim in Nemomenes also. Not only in Kapore. Kapore is stolen moments. Why is he violating Kapore? Why is it his korban as far as Kapore is concerned? The answer is because he's a violating moments. He's violating moments. So the Raivet says that the Raivet says that that if it is Momen, if it is Gona, then we say Mikore Torah Derubim Vahashle Torah Derubim. The Gemara says, so Mele, it's not Mikore. Mashenkin, if it's Gonav, Vehigdish Lebedek HaBayis. So then we do not say Mikore Torah Derubim Vahashle Torah Derubim Ligabi Lebedek HaBayis. So that means If Ruben was Magdi, she shared the say with the Rekabais, so his Mufke has no Shaykhas, he's a stranger. He's like anybody else, he has no Shaykhas to the Behemi. So it's Mali Mochay Lihediet, Mali Mochay Ligaveah. Anyway, so we see that by Kochim is Beyach, even by Kochi, where everybody agrees that it's not more than Bailey. So what does it mean? So, but still he's a Bailey woman. But there is one distinction. Why does Rabbi Yitzchak really say Kochim Kali woman Bailey, even Kochi Kochi? So it's more than Bailey. The answer is Ligami Kochim Kali, so it's more than Bailey. In the same way as Momen Hedet is Momen Bailey. The Hekdesh is not a Bailey. Masherin came in Kochi Kochi, so we do not say Kochi Kochi Momen Bailey. Rabbi Yitzchak really doesn't say Kochi Kochi Momen Bailey. Because over there, Hekdesh is also a Bailey. So there are two Baileys. Hekdesh is a Bailey in Kochi Kochi, and the Bailey is a Bailey. The one who was Magdesh is a Bailey. But by Kochim Kali, so Hekdesh is not a Bailey, it has a blue shape, that's Hekdesh is a group. But Hekdesh is no Bailey according to Rabbi Yisrael really in Kochim Kali, in Shlomi. So only the Bailey, the Magdish is a Bailey. And the Hekdesh is no Bailey. Masheikin, Kochi Kochi, so both are Bailey that didn't know this. Hekdesh is a Bailey, and the Bailey is a Bailey, the Magdish is a Bailey. So Mimele, we cannot say it's Mali Mochi Lehediet, Mali Mochi Lehediet, because when Yamich Lehediet, so it is Yetzei Mioshus of the original Bailey. Mashayim came when Yamagdishet, so it's not Yetzei from the Yoshus of the Bailey. So this is the reason as to why Rashi says, because so it's Momen Hekdesh speaking on it. So in other words, so it's not his altogether. Masha'im ke, if he was Magdishet, Likochim is Beyach, not Liberic Abayis, so then he's still a Bailey. So maybe he's Eva Balihot. He's Eva Balihot. Alright. So Shiva Shom Shiel Mosu Betecha, Mata Amod Laima, Vali Konema Li Yoi Lechosei Li Yoi Lechomis Vichol Burucho, Vivi Shenema Li Yoi Lechosei, Shol Choy Atere, Ava Atere Shel Achiri, Vishel Goveya, So Memele, I could say, Yochel Yatmi, Vikabel, Vigdenis, Min Anochi, So if there hadn't been the posik of Li Motsi Botecha, I would say that even if he's Mikabel Achayes, so he's not Eve. Talmud Laima, Lo Yimotsi. So as Gemara points out at the end, so what is Mital Limel Yimotze? So how do we reconcile the two droshes? On one hand, that Sholchoy Atareya Atareya Shalachiri. So you're not even about Yoyi and the Chometz of Igoi that is in these Holtz Rishus. And the other end, we say Talmud Limel Yimotze, that he's not allowed, that he, if he's Mikabot Klidis Me'anochi, so he's even about Yoyi, the answer is, if he's not Mikabot Achayis, so then we apply the droshe of about Reisha Achirim. If it's Mikabel Achayes, so then we apply the droshe Talmud Limel Yimotze, that if Muhammad Shal Goy, if the Yisroel was Mikabel Achayes, so maybe Ziva Baivai. Now we have three shittes of Hashem. We have the shitte of the Rambam, that only Achayes of Levi Vavedim. So that is sufficient to impose upon him the chiyuv of Balihoi. But if he was only Mikabel Achayes against Pshie, so then he's not even Balihoi. Now, why should there be a difference as far as Balihoi is concerned, between Kabbalas Achayes of Levi Avede and Kabbalas Achayes only in regard to Pshie? So that must be in line with the Shittes Rambam. The Shittes Rambam is that Pesheya in Shomrim is Chayev Tamazik. So it doesn't mean that it's regular Mazik. There is a special aloche. If it's regular Mazik, so it doesn't have to be Shemer. By Shomrim, the Shittes Rambam is by Shomrim, so Pesheya is considered as a Mazik, is Chayev Tamazik. If he was Mikabel Shmire, so then he's Mechuyev Tamazik. But if he's not a Shemeir, so he couldn't be Mechuyev Misadmazik. I mean, at most it could be Grome, but Grome is Potter's Midiniyodom. and Gia and Pshia and Shemir is higher with the Odom, so it's not the regular din of Mazik. By Shomri, the Chiyuv of Pshia is Nitzav Mazik. So since the Chiyuv by Shomri, so the Chiyuv is Nitzav Mazik, so maybe that's not considered Kabbalah Sachayas. But only when it was Mikabeil against Gnevev Aveide, so then it's not a Chiyuv of Mazik, so it's considered Kabbalah Sachayas, and Izeva Balioi. However, the Bahakshiki is that even if the Kabbalah Sachayas was just against Pshia, so it's also a Veya Balioi Balioi. Then there is a third Chittis of Hashemi, a third Chittis of Hashemi, that even Kabbalah Sachayas against Gnevev Aveide is not enough to impose upon him Balioi Balioi. Only if it was the Kabbalah Sachayas against everything, even against Onsin, then he's there about the way. But if it was Mikabla Chayes only against Negev Aveide and not against Tonsin, so mainly it's not considered Shaloi. So he's not here. So we have three shittes of Hashem. And the Shulchan Aruch mentions two shittes. One shitte that even Pshie, and the other shitte, the shitte of the Rambam. The third shitte he doesn't mention. I mean, but there are three shittes of Hashem. Alright. So, the vision of the Lord Jose Shal Khoyat and the Shah Shal Gavaya, Yochel Yatmin, you come with this man Nochi, even now you take Kabbalah Sachayas, Talmud Leim Ali Yimot. Talmud Leim Ali Yimot. So that means, so the Yimotze implies that even the Chometz of the Goy, if the Yisroel is a Kabbalah Sachayas, so is it? Eilu Yalo B'Nochi Shalor Kipashte, Vein Shomim Ovechot, Nochi Shekipashte, Vishonim Abachotzer, Minayim, Talmud Leima, Lo Yimotzi Bivoteichem. Eilu Yalo Shebivoteich, Bibere Yisichin Umayres Minayim. Because we could say that when is the Eiver? We have two love. One love says Bichol Buch, and the other love says Bivoteich. So, if not for the love of Bivoteichem, so I wouldn't know that Pigdenis Menanochi comes within Balioi Balimotzi. So only because of Mubateichem, what does it mean? That even though it's not yours, just Kabbalah Sachayas, but not Mamish yours, as long as it's in your physical issues, so we are in a Balioi. So then, Eimil Shem Mubateichem, Bibeir Yisichan Umayres Menayim, even though it's not, so he doesn't live there. I mean, there is a difference in between the rishus in which one lives and the rishus he just owns it, and he does certain tashmishim, but there is no dira. So how do I know that even if it's not in his mind, so it's also yivei atam lemuchogu. Vaday nami mei avibati mei vamishim bal yiroi bal yimotze ubal yatmin ubal yikavot nezmanoch. So how do we know that even if it's not mamashis, just Kabbalah Sachayas is Eiver, from the Pasuk of Umbotzi Bivoteichem. But if we had just the Pasuk Bichol Bruchu, so then I wouldn't know that even when it's not his, just Kabbalah Sachayas is Eiver. So we know the Aloche, that is Eiver Bal Yeroye, even on the basis of Kabbalah Sachayas, from the Pasuk of Bivoteichem. So Mimele, I would say, only if it's in Bayis Mamash. If the Goy was mafkid chometz in the Yisroel's bayis mamesh when Yisroel lives, so then he's Eiver Bal Yeroi. Masha'inkin, the Yisroel was mikabla achayis with the chometz of the Nochi, and he doesn't keep it in his bayis, he just keeps it in his beir, in his nare, where the Yisroel himself doesn't live. So he will not be Eiver, because kabbalas achayis is deduced from the pasuk of Bateichem, but gvulcho is not enough to be Mechayev in Bal Yehoye on the basis of Kabbalah Sachayas. But I am here, we got to Mishkoi Roi, what's in Bal Yehapin, Bal Yehkam, and Pidens Verochi. Bigvuri Shel Choy Atereye, Al Atereye Shel Achirim, Bishol Gaveya, Minayim, Litei Nesoromu, Shel Zeh Bo Zeh, Bishol Zeh Bo Zeh. How do I know that even Kabbalah Sachayas in Beres Yichon Mayres, which is implicit in the Pasuk of Bulcho, not the Pasuk of Bateichem. And even if it's Magmin, in other words, if it is kept hidden so that it cannot be seen, so that even in Beresichon Mayres, he's a bit. מנין מילית זה עומר של זה, של זה, של זה וזה, תאמרי לעשה, יעשה לי זה ראשון. נמעשה, בבות, שם מצוותיך, ונמעשה בגבור מרואי לך, עושה, מעשה רואה בבותי, מיור שאולי מרוצה, הוא בעל יד מילית מלכת קנאביסים. So we learn it out from the bots, that even if it is not exposed, cannot be seen. So it's hidden, so it's still here. So God can't be seen, even though it's not his. I say, oh, I'm a big rule in him, sure. Well, I'm not saying, well, Yachmin, well, you can't be seen, oh, I'm a big rule in him, so I'm a big rule in him, so I'm a So then we could say that where it is in the body, so even without Kabbalah Zachayas, he is aware, because the drosha l'achreish l'achirim is implicit in the posik of Vulcho, so maybe it doesn't apply to Poti, but we apply whatever Gzeres HaKosov is mentioned in the posik of Poteichem to Gvulim, and whatever Gzeres HaKosov is mentioned in Vulcho, so we apply it to Potei, to Potbayis. Umasir om Gvulim sholcho yatere atareish l'achirim mishol kodeya, afseir, העומר בבוטים של חוי התראה, אבל התראה של אחרים ושל רבי. נעלה אצלי לא רבי. יוחי, אם נלמד במיקרו זה שיד, in other words, if there had been a posik of בתיכם, only בל ירוי, לא ירוי לך עושה, so then I would say that, that only if it can be seen, but if it is not mean, it cannot be seen, so then it's not able. יוחי, נלמד במיקרו זה שיד מין, אשלוי ביד, שלוי יראנו, וידאי, דהולו יירקסי, דהולו יירויקסי, לא יירויקסי. So, תלמוד לי מה, לא ימוצא, even if it cannot be seen. ויקאו בנדס מנוחי, יוקסי לא. תלמוד לי מה לא ימוצא, אוסו לך התמונה, שאפי בכלל מוציא, ואוסו של אחר, דהולך יקסי לא. So, not where it's only love, אבל לראוי לחוסייה. So, it's mentioned לך. אלוי, אלו ימוצא, די עושה אלו נוחי שלו יקבש תחת שדך ונשאור עם החוצה הוא כמון פוריך איפכה מסתר because on the contrary it's מסתר that's the next קשה לימו נוחי שקיבש לי תחת שדך אבל מומן יקיבן לך או שלא יקיבש לי אבל שור בחצי לך בנאי תלמוד לי מה לא ימוצה כאן פרוש ואילה ובוט כלי מבין לי מה זה לא ימוד אבל יראו לך עושה אליה When you say in the rain, you should also be in the bottom, you should also be talking because he lives there. I don't have to hide the bottom because how do I know that even Bede Sikh no Meire is where he doesn't live? So he's also there from the Lima Lachov Lucho, because no he works. But I have a vision in Mashneem, Yishlo Lima, be bottom in the Lachov Lucho. Though you want to see the Mashmah to Lachov Lucho, because of the bottom. Well, because of the name of the Lachov Lucho, it's Shachir, our Mehuvi Bede Sikh no Meire is, because of the Lachov and the Emir. אבל אתה רואה בישהו אחרים, מניין הוא יפקו בישהו זה וזה, וחום בישהו זה וזה. In other words, the kule of gvulim, how do we know that we can apply it to botim, and the chumre of botim, how do we know that we can apply it to gvulim? תלמיד הוא כמה פה רחמי קומה, ומה יש פה אחרים שדברים לאיסור ומתירה, הוכה ואוכה. אורי, נא, אומר מה, אין לי, אלו בנוכי שלו יקיבשתי בישהו עם המחוץ, נוח יש גיבש בישום אימא בחוצה המנעים תלמוד לימא לא ימוצא so how does it indicate so אין לי that he is aware only נוח לי that he is not כובש תחס יודע what he have destroyed is not give over him so there he is aware ואין שום אימא בחוצה if he doesn't stay in the same courtyard with you So then you are aware, but nochri shekivashte if he's komish tachas yodecho. Or, in nochri, that he stays with you in the same courtyard. How do I know that even such a nochri yariver on the level of the world? So I mean, it doesn't make sense. Because the way it is formulated by the praise, so it appears that there is more of a reason to say that what Yisroel is ever pali roye, by Nochri that is not Kovish Tachas Yodov. So there is more of a reason to say that it's everybody Oye than Nochri that is Kovish. But it's the other way around. I mean, and it seems from the Russian that there is more of a reason for the Yisroel to be everybody Oye in regard to a Nochri who doesn't stay in the same Chotza with him. But a Nochri who stays in the same Chotza with him, so I would argue, should the Yisroel should be there. But that is logical on the contrary. I mean, if he is a Rebali Roy in regard to Inochi, who doesn't even stay with him in the same courtyard, but he lives away from him. So Alachas Kamo Bechamo, that in Zeber Bal Yoye, and the Chometz of the Goy, who lives with him in the same chotzer. So Telapilai, Omar Abaye Eifich. So Abaye says, we have to reverse. Eile Yalo Binochi Shekovashto, Vishor Ima Bechotzer. So then, he's Zeber Bal Yoye, because since he's Kovish Tachasero. So Rashi explains it. What does it mean? Nochi Shekivashti Tachasyodecho, Da'avim Momeni Kimoim Momencho. In other words, if he's Kovish Tachasyodecho, so as a matter of fact, you can even take away, you have the ability to take away his moment, and there is nothing you can do about it. So Mimele, it's considered like your own moment, since it's under your physical control. Masha'inke, if it's not Kovish Tachasyodecho, so it's not under your control. So I would say, you're not even about your own, even though you're Chayubah, even though you are Chayubah Chayis, because it's not under your control. So Komashulon, Talmud Leima, Lo Yimotzi. Now, and then, Ein Le'elo Binochi, Sheshogu Ima Bachotza. So in other words, he lives with you, the same Chotza, the same Leima, but if he lives away from you, the Goy, even though Yachayubah Chayis, where he's coming, you're not in there, Talmud Leima, Lo Yimotzi. Now, insofar, as ain't showing of a chotzer, showing of a chotzer, ain't showing of a chotzer, is concerned, so there are no two pshotim. I mean, there is only one pshat. But as far as in lielo nochi shaloi kibashte minayim, so how does Rashi explain it? In lielo mili motzi doser elo nochi shekibashte damasedech. So in other words, so is momenike momencho. You have no control. You have no physical control over him. So maybe you're not even. This is how Rashi explains it. But the Rambam has his own pshat, a remarkable pshat. The Rambam explains nochi she eliyahu nochi shekovashte shukovish tachas yodecho means ingatation, who was mikabel zay mitzvah neyach bifnishleish. So he's a real detention. Masha'im kei, but nochi shaloi kovashte, that means an akum, who was not mikabel zayim mitzvah neyach, he's an evit chom mazol, he's an evit alili. So how do I know? So Talmud leima, lo yimot. So in other words, I could say that when is one eivaya, bal yiroi, bal yimotzei, of a goy, only a goy agitation. So why is the goya getesh of gold? Nochi shekovish tachas yodecho. So that's in line with Shitas Rambam. I mean, only I think I mentioned that once in regard to the Gemara here about a goy who was found to be a goy and who disguised himself as a Jew and who was eating from the Korban Pesach. So I mentioned that the Shitas Rambam is that kol akum sheyesh shekovish tachas yodeinu. So we are keen for him to be mekabel zayim mitzvah neyach. And if he refuses, so yor. But other shem achilik on that. So mele, according to the Rambam, there is a special aloche that kol akum shekovish tachas yodeinu, so we have to be keen for him to be mekabel zayim mitzvah neyach. And because of that, the Rambam says that if we are milchemes hashus, so we are not allowed to be mashlim with the woman, even if they are willing to be mashlim to be mekabel mas v'shivun. We are not allowed to be mashlim with them unless they are mekabel zayim mitzvah neyach. Because of that aloha, that kol akum sheyesh leikov mishtachas yodeinu, so we are keeping to be mekabel zayim mitzvah neyach. So the mele, nochi that is kol mishtachas yodeinu, is the gatation. Because that's the aloha according to the Rambam. We have to be keeping to be mekabel zayim mitzvah neyach, if it's kol mishtachas yodeinu. So the Rambam explains, ein lielo binochi shekivashti, a gatation. So a gatation of so was mikabel zayim mitzvah neneach. So mimele, I'm mechuyev, I'm eiva bal yiroi. I'm eiva bal yiroi if it was mikabel achayis. Because he was already mikabel some mitzvahs of the Torah, zayim mitzvahs. He was mikabel. Masha'im kei nochi shaloi kevashti. That means an akum and even a lili who was not mikabel any mitzvahs of the Torah. So I'm not responsible for him. So who cares? So let him keep his chometz in the Yisroel's Rishus, even if the Yisroel was Mikabla Chayes. So Talmud Leima, Loimot. This is the Ramash. Rogo Omar, Leilom Loitech, Varishikoy, Shalchoy Atoneye, Avlat Reye Shalachere, Vishogneya. Eli Elo, Binochi Shaloi Kibashti. So he doesn't live with you. So then, if the Yisroel wasn't the Kavla Chayes, so he's not even about the Roe. But Nochi Shekibashtei, Vishorim Chotzer, if he lives with you in the same Chotzer, even if so I could say, argue that even if he was not the Kavla Chayes, he still should be there, because after all, he lives with him in the same Chotzer. Talmud Leima Aloim. Vahayinane Meder HaTere Vinosi Bechol Yisu. So in other words, so we learn out two things from the Yimotze. So on one hand, we learn out Shivas Yom Seil Yimotze Beteichem, Seil Yimotze Beteichem. So Valkanem Alu Yehoi Lechot Seil Avot Reyochel Yad Mubi Kabel Kedines Min Anochi Talmudim Alu Yimotze. So in other words, we learn out Chumrah, Isa, that even Chometz of Igoi, that he was Mikabla Chayes, so he's still able. And even if it cannot be seen, so he's still able, if it's mut. But then, on the other hand, we learn out the Kule from Le Yimotze, because he say, Yochei Ein Li Elo, Noche Shal Yikibashti Yishori B'chotza, Noche Shal Yikibashti Yishori B'chotza, Minayin, that you're not even about the Roye, if you are not in Kabbalah Chayes, also from the Yimotze. So from the Yimotze we learn how Kules and Chumres. How is it possible? Why Tane Meder HaTeire Minosu Lekol Yisure? So Mishim Shenema Lechol Lechol Trezim. Alright, now let's see the Rashi. Klappe la hai, shtei miles, klappe hecha vittu lo vase, hu yivchu mistabe, noche shi gebasht mistabe do osa tvei, la hai hecha, mchamir el brochas. Eifach, in leo do osa noche shi gebashti, da vidu mi yisholcho, noche shi lo gebashti, nai tam leo imotze, li kosev li timtza, alo lo imotze, li gam al mashe, va re shikon, le tere, in li dimut al nire shlachi, li kala chayz, kame, elo shi lo gebashti, noche shi gebashti, so I would say, even without kabola zachayez, so he's osea, nai dimut al nire imotze, ופחינו לרובה, so from the Yimotze we learn out a kolei dechomre, heter, and isem. ולא תרתה למהד רעתי נמס לא מוצא כל איסורי משענו להתאי לקרוא נוסים. משום שנמה בגבור ביסי על לכל לכל חזים, לא יכול לכל זה לכל ברוך השבא סיום עם פרש עשרה, הוא כסיב לראות לכל 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 זה לכל ברוך השבא פרש עשבא, ואם עניין להי לכל בגבור גם הביא את הכבור אמרו. So in other words, so the לכל, so that is mentioned again. So it has no application in connection with Gvulim, because Gvulim is already mentioned once. So in Mele, we have to apply the one lecho that is mentioned in Gvulim, we have to apply it to body, to the posik of body. So Neo Indian, we may need a high hobby book of the Koromo, the Yu Motzi, the Borish May, Luimotzi Loho, Abumotes Loho, I'm sure in Mokamilo, the Homets Osa, Elim Kim Shalho, Abuatabeti Shalay, Abuatabeti Shalay, Vahil Hobby Homets, Luke Hoshi, the Say of Homets, Mitzrach, Srich. Actually, they are more than two, but one, we need one Possig of Seir, one Possig of Kabiseir, one Possig of Homets, but the question is, why do we need two Mikabi Seir? כי דגיום הרבית, אחד מחברי לא יאו. או ממה, יוכי הוא יתמי ויקבל פרדינס וידרוכי, תלמוד לאים על ירוץ, הוא עם מתחיל ששולחו יתרי יתרי של האחים של דבריה, לא יקש, הוד יקובל לאחרייס, הוד לא יקובל לאחרייס. כי הוד יום הסויף, איזה מקבל אחרייס, סויף זיו הבא לבוי. אם הוא סתת מקבל אחרייס, איזה נעתי לו בלבוי. כי הוד אמר לרוב על בני מחוזה, בירו חמירת בני חילה מבותייך, כיבני למיגנה ואילו מיטווה בשיוסי חקאי, וביסר לשלומה כדלחונדה. So they are three pshotים. Drishad, you'll see the myriad dimensions, all the three pshat. One pshat is the Shittas HaRambam. He's the biggest machmir. So he says that the Chmira Dibni Chele, where the soldiers kept their chometz in the homes of the Jews in Mechuze, so there was no Kabbalah Zachayas, and there was nothing made in the Malchus. It was just anosim. It was just anosim. Like a mafia imposing responsibility upon a Jew. So even in such a case, he is a Rabbi Roy. So we explain the Shittas HaRambam. So that can only be explained on the basis of Reitz Bekiyumei, or the concept of Reitz Bekiyumei. Otherwise it cannot be explained. Because if, let's say, an anos, a gangster, he just imposes responsibility upon the Jew, so how could it be? I mean, it be considered his? He's not hired. He can't help it. An anos forces him to pay. But if we say, like Ramban, that there is a halacha of Reitz Bekiyumei, that is enough, even though he has no bias, but just Reitz Bekiyumei. So he's already mechuyev bal yoye. So mimele ligabi achayes also, even though there is no legal chiyuvim, no legal chiyuvim, just he's physically forced to pay. So mimele he's already Reitz Bekiyumei because he knows that he'll have to pay. So he's Reitz Bekiyumei. So is it? That's the shite of the Rambam. Then the pshat of the Chaimet is that they are the Jews who had certain soldiers in their homes, so the omamish mikabla chayes. The omamish voluntarily they were mikabla chayes. It wasn't forced on them. So that's why they were in the valley. But if they wouldn't undertake a chiyuv of a chayes, so then they wouldn't be there. Even according to the Chaimet, even there would be a dinet malchuse, and dinet malchuse dinet. So it's not a chiyuv of chayes, it's not a chiyuv of shomrim. It's just a dinet malchuse. Then there is the pshat of the Miri. The Miri says that if, let's say, an anos forces him, so there is no legal chiyuv. There is no legal chiyuv. So the mele is not a rabbi roi. But if there is a dinet malchuse, and if the dinet malchuse is based upon Yesha, not if it is just, you know, arbitrary. In other words, if Al-Pudin, it comes within the halacha of Dinen Malchuse Dinen. Dinen Malchuse Dinen. So then Al-Pudin is Mechuyev. But it's not a chiyuv of Shemer. It's not a chiyuv of Achayas. It's just a chiyuv. A chiyuv, a Dinen Malchuse. So let's say, I mean, the Malchus imposes taxes, Al-Pudin, I'm Mechuyev to pay. And if I don't pay the taxes, so mele, I am considered as a gazlan against the Malchus. But it's so here too, if the Malchus imposed responsibility upon all the Jews in Mechuze for the chometz of the soldiers, so mainly they are legally bound, Al-Pedin legally bound. But it's not a chiyuv of Shmire, it's just because Dine Malchuse Dine. So still, as long as he is legally Mechuze, so mainly is considered Shalei and the Zeva Malihoi. But according to the Raibet, so there was Kabbalah Zachayas Mamesh. So it wasn't just because of Dine Malchuse, but there was Kabbalah Zachayas. So there are three pshat. So Kohodom Rov Nechuse, Biuch Mirat Nechayim Motaych, Kimdi Lemigne Vilu Mitlea Bishu Saikoi, Ubizel Nishume, Kibu Chundom. Now, this lotion indicates to a certain extent, not like the Shittas of Shading, that only Kabbalah Zachayas of Chiyuv Beyonds, because here the Gemara says Kibdu Lemignev, so it indicates that without the Chiyuv for Beyonds, but there is a Shittas of Shading on Beyonds. So the Gemara asks the Kash, Hini Chalimah Doma Dovra Gerumi Momei Kimomen Dom El mandom laf ki momin dome ma'ikelim ima. Now Shimon holds that the ragir limomen is ki momin dome. Now the halacha is that if somebody steals kochim, he's not chayav keva. The reyu v'lishol egish begins to misish v'lo misegdesh tatu toshes. So if one is gaining kochim, so he is not chayav kei. So, the Pshitin says that kochim shechayu b'achiyusom, kochim shechayu b'achiyusom, let's say if he took a neder of a real life, so then if, let's say, a certain behemoth, it was of kochim was stolen, so then he has to bring another behemoth. If he took a neder of a real life, so the mele the ganef is chayiv kid. Why? Since the Bible took a neder of a real life, so that means that when it's stolen or it gets lost, so he has to bring another beime. So his chayiv achiyuson, so it's considered his. So reyu kenevi. So it's reyu kenevi. So and rabbanu achilik, because rabbanu hold. The door again of the morning is lafti momentum. Is lafti momentum. So the Gemara says, "Kashe him yechel iman doma door again of the morning ki momentum. El iman doma lafti momentum e ma'itam ima." But how about the mando the Rabbanu Chavshim who say the door again of the morning is lafti momentum? So why did Rav tell them the mechuzet on account of the fact that he is that they are chayu b'achayis for the chometz of the soldiers. So mimele, they are even while you roe, according to Rav Shimon, you can understand, because since they are responsible for it, so each way, so they are considered the violent. Masheinke, according to Rabbonon, so even if a ganef steals a behemoth kochim, where the baili is chayu b'achayis, he doesn't have to pay kavod, because it's not reyu. So he's not the baili. So here too, the Israeli in Mechuzeh were not baili over that chometz, even though they are chayu b'achayusom. So why are they even baili roi? So the Gemara says, shane hoche diomar lo yimot. Here there is a special class of kosher. So it can be explained in two ways. What is the pshat in the Gemara? Shane hoche diomar lo yimot. In other words, the two the Rabbanon of Reb Shimon hold. The Rabbanon of Reb Shimon hold. The Dovah Adir Mumin is Lavki Mumin Dome. That's in Kolat Erikule, like Abi Ganev. So in Kolat Erikule, there is a loche that the Dovah Adir Mumin is Lavki Mumin Dome. Like Abi Ganev, like Abi Shomrim. So we say, Dovah Adir Mumin Lavki Mumin Dome. Masha'in Kei, like Abi Bal Yiroye. So Dovah Adir Mumin is Ki Mumin Dome. That's the Pshat. Or it can be explained. No, it's not. That we gabi bal yehoye, so the Rabbanon also agree that Dovah Agir Mimomen is Kimomen Dome. But it is Dovah Agir Mimomen is Lav Kimomen Dome. But it's especially the Zakosov that for this the Zakosov implies that Chiyum Achayis itself imposes upon him bal yehoye, not because ligabi bal yehoye. So Dovah Agir Mimomen is Kimomen Dome even ligabe balyo. But enoch name the contra bonus of the moment is lafti moment on me. But chiyu machayes itself without being a bible, so is enough to impose upon him balyo. We'll soon see. Ike dame hini chale mandom ador agir me mome lafti moment on me. Hayli di istrich lo yimot אלו למדו מעטי מומין דומה, לא ילמוץ אל עמולי. So the Kashi is, according to Rav Shimon, why does the Torah have to mention לא ילמוץ אל, it advises that when he's חיו בחייס, even though it's not his, so he's here about the Roye, without his special Zer Sakosu, in Kolater Kule, if it's here in the Momen, so it's Kimon Dome. So he's, Sao Kedai Techamine, Hoyu Vichlise, Hoda Veine, Lab Yoshusikoye Komashmilo. So in other words, I would say that when does Rav Shimon say that the Rabbah had again in the moment? thing, not the potential thing. So Mele, Reb Shimon says, since he is mamish chayim v'chayis, it's not yom chayim v'chayis, but he mamish chayim from whom the ganef stole is mamish chayim v'chayis. It's not the potential. Potential chivachayis. It was already actualized. So there becomes a Bible. So it's considered a Bible. Masheikein were igoni, deposited, let's say, loaves of bread with the Israel. So it is the end. So the Israel is not mamish chayev. He doesn't have to pay. In case it gets lost, he'll be chayev. But it didn't get lost. It didn't get stolen. In case it would get stolen, then the chiyuv would be an actual thing. But right now, it's only a potential state. The chiyuv is not mechuyev. So since the chiyuv, his chiyuv achayes is in a potential state, it wasn't actualized as yet. So the mele, he's not the bialim yet. So komashmelon, that even when it is in a potential state, when it wasn't actualized as yet, so he's also a bialim. Of course, according to Rav Shimon, there is no doubt that the pshat in the zakosav is. According to Rabbanon, so then the pshat in the zakosav can be conceived in two ways. Either the zakosav tells us legabi bal yoyeh, so the Rabbanon amide the dover agir mumin is kimomim dome, or not that legabi bal yoyeh dover agir mumin kimomim dome. Dover agir mumin is not kimomim dome. He's not a bialim. But it's exerts a kosov that even though he's not a bialim, just chiyuv achayis itself imposes upon him the yisur of bali roye. Not because he's a bialim, he's not a bialim, but he's chiyuv achayis. That's in regard to the rabbanon, the first motion. But in the second motion, when the Gemara says a Gemara explains that halibut the Rav Shimon, so then there is no doubt that the pshat. In Gemara is komash melon that according to Rav Shimon, so Dov Agir Limone is considered the bialim even when it wasn't actualized as yet, as long as it is, even though it's only in the potential state and the chiyuv wasn't actualized yet. V'horaye, because in the Gabishor Gvori, according to Rav Shimon, we say Dov Agir Limone Kimone Dove even before it was stolen. Alright. Now, the Rashi, Mechuzi Yirishon Rove, Ibn Chile, Gayushon Beisam Melech, Umatilin Tikun Tereach Mizei Neseyen Ala Ayons. Umatilin Tikun Tereach Mizei Neseyen Ala Ayons. Hini Che Hode Amunim Mishvachai Sosa Uman Doma, Rav Shimon Kolo Gokam Kosh Chanach Yusuf Chai, Lohi Tikun Nimotze, Vishun Dibar Mulaf Kimon Midon, Istachol Nimei Malibar Chomets Mindizeh. Hoy lo khim se odo u fun do de in ze adai mo ne ba de khiyom mo gab shimen la hu he gan in be ti gab in kochim che la bal khay khim so o mo gab shimen afo bishin ke bleg de khim de rei u bleg de ho ge khay de khim ze khay ba khim so rei u khim be do gon le li khay mo me now de yo shal me all the khim mentioned that yo shal me im sokh de yo shal me says Regarding kochim, if somebody has in his possession kochim, chomet shechayu b'chiyuso, let's say you are it, took an eder of arei olai, and it's in his possession. He took an eder of arei olai. So the Yerushalmi says, according to Rav Shimon, who says, Dovagir limomen, iski momen dome, so he's ever bali roye. However, according to the Rabbanon, who says, Dovagir limomen, is lavki momen dome, so he's not ever bali roye. So, all the achayim, so they ask, so there is a stira between our Gemara and the Yerushalm, because our Gemara says that even our Libet Rabbanon, who says, Dovagir limomen, lavki momen dome, but bali roye is ever. So maybe it should follow Ligabe. It should follow Ligabe Kochi that Chayu Bachiyuson Chometz Kochi that is Chayu Bachiyuson. So it should be Baliroye, and the Yerushalmi says that only Alim and Rav Shimon So he's in of Aliroye, not Aliroye Rabbanon. So I heard from my father that he was Baruch Hei Teretz. I mean, it's a very good Teretz. But it will not, it cannot be said according to all Shidis Rishayim. But according to many Rishayim, it can be said. So my father said as follows. Now that which he raised that child, what's the pshat in the Gemara? That I mentioned. Malkim Mishan Hochad Omar Limotzi. So I mentioned, it can be explained two ways. Either Shan Hochad Omar Limotzi, so the Xerzakosov implies that with Abid Bali Hoye, so even according to the Rabbonon, Domar Agir Limomen is Kimon Dome, or not that regarding Bali Hoye, Domar Agir Limomen is Kimon Dome. It's a special Xerzakosov that Chiyum Achayes imposes upon him Bali Hoye. Not that he's a Bali, but it's a special Al-Kazir Sakosuf that the Chiyuv HaChayis by itself imposes upon him the Yisrael Balivoy. So, if we say that the Pshat is not, now, if we say that the Pshat in the Gemara is Shan Hochet Omar Limotze, that Limotze implies that there is, that Ligabi Balivoy, there is, so even the Rabbonon agree that Dovah Agir Nimomen is Kim Nomen Dome, so then we'll be forced to say that there is a machlikas between the Baal and the Yerushalayim. Because they give. So, if the Pshat in the Gemara is Shana Hochet Noma with Yimotzi, that through the Rabbonon of Rabshimen say Dovah Agir Nimomen Lach Kim Nomen Dome. It's not a Baal. But the Gabi Baal Yehoye is a Baal. So the Melee, so according to the Bavli, it should follow that if somebody has Chometz Kotchim, that is Chayim Achiyuso, let's say where he said Ari Olai, so in other words, when he said Ari Olai, we hold the Chometz, let's say, Lehegdesh, Olai, so then he would be Igar Bal Yeroi. But if we say that the Pshat of the Gemara is Sham Rehochev Yom Al Yimotze, not that we got the Chometz, So even the Rabbonon agree that Dovah Agir Limomen is Kimon Dome. No, he's not a Bible. He's not a Bible Kolata Rekuvah, so he's not a Bible Ligabi Chometz either. But it's a special Zasakosu that even though he's not a Bible, but if he's Chayim Achayes, so he's Eve Baliroi, not because he's a Bible. If he's Chayim Achayes, he's Eve Baliroi. So the Zasakosu only applies to a case where is Chayiv B'Chayis for the Chometz, where it's a Chiyuv, where he is responsible for the Chometz, let's say where he's a Sheimeyer, and he was Mikabel Shmir, so then he is responsible for the Chometz as a Sheimeyer. It's a Chiyuv for the thing by Sheimeyer. Masheim Kei, by coaching Chayiv B'Chayuson, so it's not a Chiyuv B'Chayis for the Chometz, because he is mechuyev to be mikayim the neder, but it's not a chiyuv achayis for the chometz. If someone makes a neder, harei olai, so he makes, let's say, he takes a neder, and harei olai lehovi, and then someone steals from him that behemoth that he was neide of Kohenish. So he's Chayiv B'Chayis, according to Rav Shimon. So yes, the Kalev has to pay Kehil. Why? Because the Dovah Agir Limomen Kimon Dome. So when he has to bring another behemoth for the Eilo, so is it because he has a Chayis for the thing, for the Chayves, for the Chefze? He's responsible for the Chefze? No! He's not allowed to be Abraham is neder. But it's not a Chayiv B'Chayis for the thing. So according to Rav Shimon, there is a halacha of Dovah Agir Limomen Kimomen Dome is considered divine, even though it's not a Chiyuv HaChayis for the thing. So he's still in there. Even though it's not a Chiyuv HaChayis for the thing. So he's still in there. So just because he's Geir Limomen. In other words, if it is Geir Limomen, so Mimele, he's considered a Bible. But, so, so, סעודת זה קורית רב שימן, מה שהיא כאילו קורית לרבונות. הוא סייג דבר הגיר ממומן, נזלב כמומן. So the fact that it is geir mimomein, it is geirin, the magdish to pay some mele, that is not, that doesn't make him the bad. But we got the chometz, there is this special drasakosov of the imotzei, so the special drasakosov of the imotzei only implies that where is chayim v'achayis of the chometz, then is in a moly chayim. So in the case where Yisroel was mikabot shire, for the chometz, for the goy was mafkid with him, so mimele, it's a chiyuv of shemer. Shemer is mechuyev for the thing, he's responsible for the thing. So mimele is here about yoye. Ma sheim kin was someone took in edder of a relay, of chometz, to hegdesh. So then he has to pay. So he has to pay because he's responsible. He's not responsible to anyone. But he's not responsible, he has no achayis for the thing. He is not allowed to be either on the love. And the love of neder, he's mechuyev to mekayem neder. So if that chometz got lost, so mimele he has to be mekayem the neder and bring other chometz for hegdesh. So mimele it's not a chiyuv achayis for the chefetz. It's only geir limomim. So according to Rav Shimon, that geir limomim makes him a bailim. So mimele is a bali roe masheinke. Masha'inkein, according to Rabbanon, the chiyuv limomim doesn't make him a bailim. But it's especially as a kosuv that the chiyuv achayis imposes upon him bal yehoyeh. So only when there is a chiyuv achayis for the thing, not where it's not a chiyuv achayis for the thing, but it's just chiyuv limomim. So in other words, we don't have to say that there is a stira between the bal and the yerushalayim.
The only thing is, as I said before, we cannot say it according to all the shame. I don't think that we can say it in regard to this Ram. Because we can say all those shame who say that when is there a Bali Hoy? Only when there was Kabbalah Shmir. So then we can say, so is there a Bali Hoy? Because he's Mechuyah Machayis for the thing. Mashayim can according to this Ram. And even the Shitim Mir. Who say that even when he's not a chiyuv of a shame, but just because according to Miri, because of Din Malchuse. Now Din Malchuse is not mean that he's chayim achayis for the thing, because Din Malchuse didn't. So it's a chayim. So he's not chayim for the thing because the Malchuse says so. So in the moment as it becomes a debt, it becomes a little debt. So it's not a chiyuv achayis for the thing. Certainly according to the Rambam. The Rambam says that even when an anos imposes responsibility, so he's ill about Yehoye. So you cannot say that al Pudin he's chayiv lachayis for the chefze. He's not chayiv lachayis for the chefze. He's not chayiv at all.
He just can't help it. So, if we say, so it is great on the moment. It is great on the moment. So the Rambam's chiddush is that even as long as the mitzias, it's great on the moment, even though it's al d'gzeila, it's great on the moment. Because the anus, it is gzeila on the part of the anus who makes him pay, who makes his soil pay. But the mitzias, it's great on the moment. So even it's b'yisar and b'gzeila, so it's k'momen domen. So that is only if we say, so it seems to me that according to the Rambam, so the pshat in the Gemara is that Shano Hoched Yom Alui Motzei, Shano Hoched Yom Alui Motzei, that here there is a special zersakosu, that Ligabi Chometz, so Dobar Agir in the moment is k'momen domen. Even where it's here in the moment, Machbasanos. So it's still Kimon. But if we are going to say, Shana Ochet Omer Yimotzei, there is a special aloche of Nisa of Bal Yehoye on the basis of Chiyu Machayis for the thing. So in the case of Anos, he is not Mechuyu Machayis for the thing. So it seems to me, I mean, that this Teretz can only be said according to those Rishayim who say that he is only Mechuyu Bal Yehoye, he is only Bal Yehoye, if he was Mikabel Shmir. So then we can say that it's a chiyuv achayis for the chet. Mashayim came where he's mechuyev because of a chiyuv of neder. So he's not chiyuv achayis for the thing. He just is mechuyev to be mekayev his neder. So then only I'll leave it to Rav Shimon. So he's in a bali boy. But not I'll leave it to Rabbi. Alright. Now boy in the name of the him is Sandune. Chayev is the Pcheiro. Oh, yeah, Chayev is the Pcheiro. Now the halacha is that kol sheyam nochi v'hem tzai turam na pcheir. If the pcheir v'hemo belongs to a goy, or if a goy has a shutvetz, so then the v'heme, so then it's put a water of pcheir. Now, so shayla in the body is v'hem samun, it does not mean that the melech is a real shutvetz. It means that the Melech tithes, imposes an obligation upon everyone to tithe the behemoths. So one behemoth out of every 10 behemoths has to be given away to the Melech. So the question is it considered as if the Melech is a shute in the behemoth? So the Melech is part of prayer. Behemoths are not a chayel de prayer, a chayel de prayer. Korei chayel de prayer, a chayel de we can be boiled on the high. So wherever, so the Yisroel has the ability to redeem himself by paying out the money. Let's say the behemoth is $50. So either he gives one behemoth out of every 10 to the melech, or he gives $50. So that means that the melech doesn't own the ben, does not have a chilek in the ben. It's only an obligation. It's a tax that the Yisroel who owns the behemoth has to pay to the melech. But not that the melech has a chilek in the ben of the behemoth. In the ben of the behemoth. So he's certainly chayv b'chayv. Kol eichev, the most of the examples who say, we can boil on the chayv. Keep on boil on. Heichel was on the salak of his music. But suppose he cannot redeem himself by paying money, the value of the bay. But he has to give one bay out of each 10. So he has to give it to the Melech. So that means that the Melech is a shooter. Omaluktu. So he said that it's what? It's considered as if the Melech is a shooter. So the first lashon the Gemara says in so many words that there is a difference between the case of loy motzim misalakay and the case of motzim misalakay. If the Yisroel cannot redeem himself by paying money, so then if he cannot redeem himself, so then that means that the melech is shooting. So the mele, he has a chilek in the bed. So it's potter of prayer. But if the Israel can redeem himself by paying money, So that means that the Melech does not have a chilek in the man. He only owes a debt to the Melech. The debt to the Melech. So he can pay out the debt with cash, and he can pay out the debt with the behemoth. So b'meile, it's not considered yadnochi b'emtza, so it is chayim b'chem. Yikedeam, omarobe, zanune, turom na'b'chem, that's the girls of Rashi. Ve'im zanune, turom na'b'chem, ve'afogah, the motzim is out of the head. So even if the Israel is able to redeem himself by paying the value of the behemoth, so it's still put on prayer because it's not, because basically it's not a debt. He basically, one behemoth out of ten belongs to the Melech, but he's able to redeem himself. So maybe it's considered Yadnochi Behemtza Mispah. Is it on Chayev Es Bechala? We have a God the Lord wants in his out play. So what is it on the Ligami Chale? So the Aloch is now there too. If the Isa is an Isa of an Ochri, so then it is Potter of Chal. Now, suppose there is a regulation by the Melech that part of the Isa has to be given away to the Melech, so we say it's Chayev Zichale, even if it's Loi Motsa Misalekle. Loi Motsa Misalekle. So in other words, if Loi Motsa Misalekle, so it's an Isas. So the Nochri has a Chilek in it, so why should it be Chayev Zichale? So of course, with the Rai say it's not Chayev Zichale, but only with the Rabbah. My time, Behem is Liko. So that's the reason as to why the Chachomim won at Mechayelet and Chayelet with Rabbah. But he said, let's recall it. So people think no one knows that the Melech has a Chayelet in it. So someone will see that Israel is not Mavchis Chalo. So what will he think? He'll think you don't have to be Mavchis Chalo. He won't know that the reason as to why he's not Mavchis Chalo is because the Melech has a chilek in it. So Mimele, mit Rabbonon is Mechut. Alright. Amune HaMelech nitulisam na'beinu na'atruo. Hayem li b'chir, ikam kol shiyadnoch ilayem tzapkir b'chir. Shnei b'chir b'chir b'yisroel. Avloi b'achir. Ve'id הזה שיסו ושומר אבי סייכי חייל ובחיירו לא עושה לכינה בחייר יש להם אולוי כי מוצא מסעד בו נוחי ובויס לא כי בו יורקים דקת לו איזו אחרי נוחי בהם ודילים יקבוע בהם יסם ובויס יקלו למימה לא יקלו בהם יצא אלו מויס ואבו גם למוצא מסעד בו לכל כמו ויסא וכן יוד ישי חלויס יסע סעד ומלך הירס ואבו גם ויסע סנוחי פתורו ואיך לו נשאוי ולחלו דם יסע סייכי מסיב זו חיירס ודרבו תלס לכל זוהרי משלי ואיך לא בלחל אבו בבהימו איס לקל וריתן יחייבס וייסו הוא ניתן ייסו הוא ניתן so in other words so that two shenis in the more with that in connection with that two shenis in the more in connection with prayer so the first portion in the more is the first portion in the more is that it's only potter if lo yimotzo misal vizuzi. But if what's himself is Zuze, so he's Chayevis, because then it's considered that he only owes a debt to the Melech. And the second question is that even if it's Motsa Misalikle, so it's still Ptuah. It's still Ptuah, because at the outset, basically, the Melech has a Chilek in it. Only thing is, he has a way to redeem himself. He has to redeem himself, but the Melech, but basically, the Melech has a chilek in it. So Mele is part of prayer. Really part of prayer. And Ligabe, so according to this here, say, the two machines of Gimore have reference only to prayer. But Ligabe, Chale, in connection with Chale, there are no two machines. Now, Gabi Chale, so we say that this Samune is Chayev is Bechalo, the Afal Gabi Loi Motze Misal. We have a gabu loy motz in this out way. So it is chayev b'chal. It's chayev b'chal. Why? Because because of the Marasai. Now, so we could say, since the Chiyuv Chale, is based upon the Marasai, so it's not a real Chiyuv of a Hafroshes Chale. It's only because of Marasai. So merely Broche doesn't have to make. But the Chiyuv Sarajbo, Tochmi Chofei, so he says that he has to make a Broche. In other words, it's not a Chiyuv because of Marasayim, so the Chachomim or Misakim in Riuk Chiyuv of Afrosh Eschal. So the Mele, he makes a broche of Afrosh Eschal. Now, let's see the tases. Two tases. Hosom, the Motze Misalta. Hikshari, the Felik is Eun Eshech. Am Rion, am Kabul, Tzul, Balzal, and Mochi. Say Basel means, it doesn't mean Dafke Basel. Kabbalah say Basel in Anochi means if he is Mikabel Achayes for. So Avod is Tobin in Apre. Avod Gav, the Motzen is Alekrei, Menochi Jesus. Kiliom Aros, given the, so it's Tobin Apre. Why? Even though he can redeem himself with money. Given the Reboi Enochi Jesus, the Mishka Achshoku Behem. So Mele, even though it's Motze, Misalik or Mizuze, but suppose he doesn't give any money, so then the Goy takes the behavior. So Mele is considered Yad Mochi Behemitza. So we see that even though it's Motze, Misalik or Mizuze, so it's considered Yad Mochi Behemitza, and here the Gemara says, that where it's Moshe Misalik, the first motion, where it's Moshe Misalik, so it's Chayek, the Chayek, the Tiretzli, so the Kashi is again the first motion. The Tiretzli, the Shamros, Shem Yitchil Ohol Sa'afei Moshe Noach, V'chim Nipo Yezuz Evoi Mishkar, Shoko Behime, because originally it belonged to the Noach. Then he turned it over to the Yisroel. So, and the Yisroel was in Kabla Chayek, So since the Kabbalah Sachayis involved an obligation to give back the behemoth in case he doesn't have any money, so it's not considered that it's Yotzom Yoshutziyam Noch, because originally the whole thing belonged to the Noch. The human boy is using Mishka Shoko Behemoth and after Yoshutziyam Noch, Kishavim, but here, so originally belonged to Israel. Only the Melech imposed an obligation of taking, of giving away one of ten behemoths to the Melech. So since he is able to redeem himself, so it's not considered that it was Yetzim Yoshusim in Israel. So it was nichnes to the rishus of the Noach. Behemes amune. Ptum na pchire v'avagav dimotze nisalva. That's the second motion. So the second motion of the Gemara is that even if he can redeem himself by giving money, but since basically it's the Melech has the right to take one out of every ten behemes for himself, so that means that the Melech has a chiv. We hold it on the chayim. Yes, because I couldn't have listened. Because the Rashbo, the Gabihim, the Tani, the Hedi, the Sefte, the Chayev is with chiv, the Chayim Gabi is, Tani is Samu, the Chayev is with Chal, Ava Gam, the Mosef is our. We is for the Gause, Behim is Samu, no Ptur, we who, the Loi Mosef is our. Ufizev is Yashish, the Apayis. So there is another skill say, it's worrying, that Ike Damre Omar Grobe Behemes Amune Ptur Min Apreir Vihu Diloi Motze Misalik. But if it's Isis Amune Chayev Bechale Vavakar Loi Motze Misalik. But Behemes Amune, the second motion also says, so Ptur Min Apreir only if it's Loi Motze Misalik. But if it's Motze Misalik, so then So then it's Chayevitz. So the question is, so then there is no cash. But then there is a cash in this Gemara itself. So what's the difference between the first motion and the second motion? According to the Gilsa of Tesis. So then, according to Gilsaf Teitzves, so the second Lashon says the same thing like the first Lashon. So what? So why is it a Nikidam? It's the same thing. So we have to say, according to Teitzves Gilsaf, that the difference between the first Lashon and the second Lashon is only in regard to Chal. Because according to the first Lashon, there is no distinction between Chel and Chal. There is no special Rabban in regard to Chal. And the same deal that applies to Pchere applies to Chal. So according to the first Lashon, so Beni Pchere, Beni Chale, so we say, if it is Motzei Misalach Mizuzeh, so it's Chayabez. If it's Loi Motzei Misalach Mizuzeh, so it's Tumah. The second Lashon makes a distinction between Pchere and Chal. So that's the difference between the first Lashon and the second Lashon. But here so far as Pchere is concerned, so there is no difference between the first Lashon and the second Lashon according to Teitzves.
Eleven Shurim Sachim.
Noch ich bin nicht nach der Kapitel von der Freude, und zeige mir ja die in doch zu weit. That means that if the Chometz of the Goy happens to be in the shoes of the Yisrael, the physical shoes of the Yisrael, and the Yisrael has no achayis for the Chometz, so then there is no chiyuv to be levayish. Not only in the Yisrael, he is not mechuyev, even with the Rabban, he is not mechuyev. If Gideh Etzlei, Zoko Kulvayim. But if the Goy was mafkid to Yisrael, and the Yisrael was mekabel achayis, so then, Midraise is in about the oil, the Yisrael. Yichad Levayis, names of Levayis, Shenema Uni Motze. But if the Yisrael was miyachid a certain rule to the Goy, so then, he is not even about the oil. Now, Rashi explains it. Yichid Levayis, Kelema Uni Motze. In other words, it was not Mikabla Chayis. Rashi applies it to the case, but Yisrael was not Mikabla Chayis. El Omalei, Hare Abayis Lufanecho, Hanach Be'achas Min Azovies, Ein Zokuk Levaya. Ein Zokuk Levaya. So the question is, so why only Yichid Levayis? That stays as Kash. Why only Yichid Levayis? It's not Yichid. Since according to Rashi, so Yichid Levayis is referenced to the case where it was not the Yisrael, not the Kabbalah Chayes. So why does the Levayis say the Dafke Yichid Levayis? But if not Yichid Levayis, so it's Mashma, he is Zoch Levayis. So even if not Yichid Levayis, he's Zoch Levayis. Because Shulchor HaTarei, HaTarei Shulachir. So that stays as Kashi. So the Ram says that the Pshat in Rashi is, Rashi holds, that Mina Stav, if the Goy is Mavkit Chometz, it's only Yisrael, and the Yisrael doesn't say anything. He just lets the Goy be Mavkit. He doesn't say anything. So then, is Nastam, it's assumed that he's Mikav Lachayis, L'chol HaPoches Pshir. So in other words, so then we have to say that Rashi Shiti is, that like the Rishani, that even Kabbalah's Achayis against Pshir, not against Neva Vede, is enough to be Mechayevim in Bali Roy Bali Motzi. So Mele, so according to Rashi, the Gemara says, a Yichel Levayis in Zok Levayah. So, in your Zok Levayah, Mashayim, if not, so this Rashi is, why not Yichel Levayis? Even if it's not Yichel Levayis, so the Ram says, if it's not Yichid Levayis, and the Goy was Mavkid Stam, so then we assume that he was Mikav Lachayis against Pshir. So maybe he's there by Roy. Masheikin, if he's Yichid Levayis, so that means like Ho Beisik Amoch. Now the Gemara in Azov says that Ho Beisik Amoch loy mi boyet shemesoch aleave, ela afilu shemechinu nana aleave. So Mele,
he is not some melee, he's not either of the other. Alright. But anyway, so Rashi Shita is that this guy say of Yichud Levayis is Och Levayah as reference the case was not the Kalachayis. The implication being that in the case where it was Kalachayis, so then the Yisrael would have a Baliyoy, even though the Yisrael was Miyachid in special room for the Chometz of the Kodesh. So the Ramban Chumash and Ramban Yom Tzochim, so he mentions the Shita of Rashi, because the Shita of the Ramban Chumash is, he has the Gersin in the Chilte, Yotzo Chemtzi Shal Yisrael, which is Nochi, that he is not Eveya, Bal Yehoi. So even Chometz that Mamish belongs to Yisrael, if it happens to be in their Rishum, so he calls not even Bal Yehoi. So certainly Chometz that doesn't belong to the Jew, but it belongs to the Goy, and the Jew was only the Kabbalah Chayes. So when is the Zeiva Balihoi only if it happens to be in the house of the Jew? But if he was Miyachid Levayis, so then he's not Eveya. So that's the Ramban cheating. The Ramban goes even farther than that. Even if the Yisrael is Mamish title in the Chometz, and it is not in the house of the Yisrael, but in the house of the Goy, so he's not Eveya. Certainly when the Yisrael doesn't have title in the Chometz, he was only the Kabbalah Chayes, so he can only be Eveya Balihoi. If in addition to the Achayas, it happens to be in the house of the Jew. If he was behind the Bais, so the Bais is Muskel to the Goy, so Muskel Mushel to the Goy, so then the Kol Ramban is certainly not there. So the Ramban mentions the Shita of Rashi here, Tavog, Ipsochim, that only in the case of Loikim Achayas, so Yechon Lebais is not there. The implication being in the case of Kibbol Achayas and Yechon Lebais, he is there. Certainly where the Mamish belongs to the Jew, so he's certainly Eivir, even though it's Yichud Levayis. So the Ramban says, Rashi Shita is not like that, because Rashi is not a Gersin. In the Mechilute, alright. So that's Rashi. Oh, now the Gemara says, Yichud Levayis is Och Levayis, and Emma Limon. My God, Omar Apope Arishi, Vorekom, the Etzlech, Zoch Levayis, Shenem Alimot, that it has been to the Reisha. The Reisha says, Yivki Deetzle, without Kabbalah Zachayis. I'm sorry. I mean, the Reisha says, Yivki Deetzle, with Kabbalah Zachayis. So he's all Kribayeya. How do we know that? Because you never know what. Habashu Amar, Leilo Masei Beko. Vahachekom, Yichid Ribayi, since all Kribayi. Shonema, when you want to do a Teichem, Vahayla Bideyo. Vahayla Bideyo. So in Mele, if lo yichad lebayis, he would be Eva Balihoi. But if it yichad lebayis, he's not Eva Balihoi, even though the Yisrael in Kabachayis. Why? Because if it yichad lebayis means that this room that he was miyachid for the Chometz of the Goy over which he was in Kabachayis, so he's mushal, it's musko to the Goy. So in Mele, it's Chometz. So in Mele, the Chometz is not in the shoes of the Yisrael, not in the physical shoes of the Israel, but in the physical issues of the Goy. So he's not Eva Balihoi. Virach, okay? Islay Mislore. Kibishi Yichid Levayis. Habekim Kibu Vachayis. Alchemzi Shalnochi. Vibbezi Shalnochi. So in other words, it's not that Rav Pope is Chirik and this thing. Rav Pope also agrees in respect to this deal with Ravashi, that in the case where Yisrael was in Kabbalah Chayis for the Chometz of the Goy, and then the Yisrael the Israel was the Yachid advice, so the Israel is not even on Yoye. But Rapope or Rapope cannot apply it to the same thing. He cannot apply it to the same thing. Because in the case of the same thing, we don't have to resort to the deposit. I mean, why so? Is it a portion to say, as far as we know, that he is not there. Since he was the guy, since he's here to buy, so it's like, basically, Shalochi, someone will be the cabin. Achayes, Alchemzi, Shalochi, the Beir Shalochi. So it's a swore he should be here on the road. But now that there is a machlekes between Rav Pape and Rav Ashi, we got from him. Everybody is made it. That in the case where Israel become Achayes, and the Chomet of the Goy, and the Israel was Yachid Vais, a certain room, for the Chomet of the Goy, of which he would become Achayes, so the Israel is certain material, because then it's like, he will Achayes, Achem Shonochi, the Beis Shonochi. All right. Now, so we have a machlekes between Rashi and Rav Netanya. In the case where a Yisrael was become lachayis of chometz of Enoch, and he was miyachid lebayit, that means that the chometz is in the physical shoes of Enochi, which according to Rashi is even according to Rav Netanya, he is not even now. The Ramban certainly has to agree with Shita of Ramban, but that does not necessarily mean that Ramban has to agree with the Shita of the Ramban, because we could say that Ramban only holds in regard to a chometz of Enochi, in which the Israel doesn't have mamish ownership. He only has become a chayis. So it's a special aloha that we learn out from the modern Tehran. But even though he doesn't have mamish ownership, just Kabbalah Zachayas, so Yisrael is Eveya. So it could be, he's only Eveya in the physical issues of Yisrael. Not if it's Yichud Levayis, when the device is Mushal Muskeh after the God. Mashenk in the case where the Yisrael has mamish ownership in the Chonet. So maybe Rav Netam would not agree with Rambam. So Rav Netam does not have to agree with Rav Netam. The Rambam must agree with Rav Netam, but Rav Netam does not necessarily have to agree with Rav Netam. All right, but it's more we start there, that Rav Netam agrees with the Shita of the Rambam. All right. Now, let's see, let's turn to the Rosh. That Kabbalah Zachayis against Shia is not enough to be Mechad, to impose on the Oye upon the Shina. I was in the Chinobot, but I kill a Melisht, you will need a Melisra, the Chen Kosa, you will need a Melisra, the Chen Kosa, the Baha Kosa, the Afiru Shem the Chinobot, the Baha Kshiti is that even Kabbalah Zachayis of Shia, so also imposes upon the Shina, the Chiyu of Baal Yehoi. We need to be able to do this.